Hey everyone, this is Vishnu Chaudhary on the Vishnu Swa podcast, and today I am talking about being selfish. Yeah, that is a scary word in the society. I know after reading the title, you might have wondered, well, this season was about productivity, but let me clear this. It's still about productivity. The whole internet is filled with another fire hose of hacks, tips about how to do X and Y times, and I am not here to share that. This is a space for digging deeper, for finding the actual reason for not being productive enough. And according to me, I don't know about you, but according to me, I have seen people who are being selfish enough. They have an advantage of being productive. And my friend calls me selfish all the time. But today, I am going to share a story. No, it's not about me. It's about Akriti, a friend of mine. How she became selfish from being a people pleaser. And I am going to share the exact things what she did to become one. Make sure to follow this podcast for more content like this. Let's get started.
Ooh. Play hard, play clean.
Change.
This is for making a name for ourselves.
When I talked to her, she was a whole example of being a people pleaser. She would go above and beyond to help everyone around her, and I like that spirit of leadership in her, but what's the worth of doing all this when she is the one ended up feeling drained of an energy, feeling used by her friends, or feeling lost? And when you are so much of the people pleaser, no, most of the people will come to you with their problems, traumas, and you are the one who is going to solve all that. They will dump at you without even asking from you that, are you free? No. You are the one who is going to solve all their problems. And that's the thing. When other needed help, she was there. But when she needed any sort of the help, somebody said, buddy, I have to take someone on a date. Oh, I have some assignments to complete and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what was that. And this was because she was constantly giving help. That means showing other people that she was the one who can do all by herself. And in my case, if I am solving your problems, and maybe sometimes I would also like to talk about my problems too, because for me, this is a two-way relationship. And when all that happens, sometimes you might feel like being self-pity. But there is also an advantage of having a strong mindset. Instead of feeling that self-pity, she made a tough decision of being selfish. I don't know how she did that. So I asked her. I mean, how can a people pleaser person can become a selfish? Because I am from childhood, I want my thing first. So I asked her, and then she said the biggest breakthrough of the social norm. Here are the top tips from her. Number one, stop going into arguments with people and just be okay with misunderstanding you. Everyone is not going to care about you. Everyone is not going to listen to your takes, opinions on everything, and everyone is not going to understand you. That's the reality of this society. Because people have been saved up in the different backgrounds. They went to different schools, had different friends, and they don't have same mindset as you. Because it's simple, no? They are not you. And that's a big waste of time and energy. But the biggest thing when you are going to an argument is that you have a mental race going on in your head to prove to others that, hey, listen, I am right. Just don't care about it. Fill your own cup first. Yeah, this one is my favorite too. Before helping others, help yourself. You might have listened that saying. I don't know who said it, but that's a saying. Before helping others, first help yourself. Keep your priorities at the top. Even when your friends are calling to you to go out with them, but you don't like hanging around them. Just like me, I don't like hanging around all the bunch of friends that I have. No, I don't like. But you are still going there. You don't like hanging out with friends, but you are still going there. If you don't want something, just don't want. Why you have to, are yaar, bura lag jayega usko. And I think one of the biggest reason is that everyone wants to ask a reason. Why you are not coming here? Why you are not doing this? Why you are not doing that? I mean, if you don't want to, then that's enough for your decision. I mean, it's your choice, no? You don't have to explain everything, why I'm not coming with you, and okay, I have some sort of a headache and all. Number three, stop being available. The issue with nowadays is that phone. your best friend has made reaching out so easy that anyone can come and disturb you whenever anyone want, be it by text, be it by calls, and you are immediately replying to them or answering their calls. And the biggest thing, when someone asks for the advice, you are the one giving it all, because when you do that more often, no, you are the always the people who will be reaching out to in case they have any problem, be it be minor, be it be major. You are the go-to person, and that's the biggest time consuming activity for you, because you will then solve all the people's problem. Just stop doing that. Now here comes the fourth. Set your boundaries with everyone. There is always some time when you feel like, oh, this person is again calling me, I don't know what he wants from me, and I don't want to answer that call or their calls, their text, I don't want to open it. And you know what I do? I just mute them, and I do that more often. I just don't answer to them. And when I am in the mood to reach out to them, or when I am available, because every time I'm not free, maybe I will answer your phone after 2 days or even a week, because I don't care for what the hell of the reason you have called me or texted me. I will reply when I am available, when my mood is there. And I have said this in my previous episode too, that stop needing people to validate yourself. You don't need anyone to tell you that how good you are or how smart you are, because you can see that yourself. And if you can't see, buddy, yeah, when people compliment it, you should be thankful, but you shouldn't need people to validate you, because when you will do that, someone will say, oh, hey, your YouTube channel is running so great. And I will be like, yeah, dude. But someone will say, oh, I have seen your comments and it's not great. And then you will like, oh my God. But you know what your channel is doing right now. So just be there. And if you want to learn more about it, listen to the episode that I have linked in my description. That's it for today, guys. Make sure to follow this podcast. More content like this will be coming, and I will see you next Saturday. Till then, this is Vishnu Chaudhary signing off.